Good afternoon. Sunshine will gradually make a return through the afternoon with a strong westerly breeze contributing to the chill today. Even as temperatures climb into the middle 20s, wind chill values will remain between 0 and 15 above, with the Alberta Clipper that brought the light snow early this morning on its way out over the open Atlantic. High pressure will build in its place, bringing us a partly cloudy night tonight. It'll continue to be breezy overnight, with temperatures down to 0 to 10 above. This will set us up for a dry but cold Saturday. We'll have mostly sunny skies, but we'll continue to see a west-southwesterly wind flow, and temperatures will only reach the upper teens to around 20, and wind chill values tomorrow will be closer to 0. Eventually, as high pressure slides off the eastern seaboard, a return southerly flow will bring temperatures back up into the upper 20s on Sunday, although any sunshine will be brief and in the morning, eventually giving way to increasing clouds. Those clouds will eventually lead to some light snow on Monday, otherwise skies will be cloudy with highs around 30. Behind that system, sharply colder air again will build in for midweek next week. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, but breezy, with highs only in the lower 20s, and only making it back to the mid-20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Computer models still disagreeing on the evolution of another storm for the latter stages of next week, so we'll put at least a chance for some snow on Thursday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs around 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while the Arctic cold has eased a bit in the deep south, the Great Lakes, Midwest, and Northern Plains are still under a wind chill advisory. In parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and South Dakota, daytime high temperatures will be in the single digits or even below 0. This will be 20 to 30 degrees colder than normal. Wind chill values in these areas will be in the 25 to 40 below range. The Arctic air flowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes is producing a lot of lake effect snow. A winter storm warning is in effect for western Michigan, downwind of Lake Michigan, for 8 to 12 inches of snow. Downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario in western and central New York, lake effect snow warnings are in effect for as much as 2 to 3 feet of snow out south of Buffalo and 3 to 5 feet of snow near Watertown and for the Tug Hill Plateau. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Owen Roberts Airport in the Cayman Islands at 5 p.m. Eastern Time back on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Campia Turzil, Romania, at 5 a.m. yesterday morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 38 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow showers, then mostly sunny and windy near 30. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers near 30. And in Buffalo, windy with snow and blowing snow and highs near 20 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 62, set in 2008. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:40 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon, with temperatures reaching into the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy, with snow in the Western Adirondacks tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Becoming mostly sunny through the afternoon, remaining windy with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, limited sunshine and scattered snow showers this afternoon with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with more snow showers tonight, around 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon with highs in the middle 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold in the upper teens to around 20. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday in the upper 20s. Cloudy with light snow possible Monday near 30. A mostly sunny skies, breezy and colder on Tuesday in the lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s Wednesday, and the chance for light snow Thursday with highs around 30 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.